And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on today's experience. Our DDD devotional diamond of the day, right on schedule. Right on schedule. Plus, we're going to go back and do Straight Talk, the 12/16/2016 edition. You're going to get a chance to hear Joel Smallbone in my interview with him from the band For King and Country. And today's Facebook post, have you ever felt alone?
David Spoon's life has been an experience. Growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn toward drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Christ, and his life turned around. The more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experience with as many people as he could. Then he found K-Praise, and this radio program began. You are about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Politics, entertainment, and current events. Personal revelations, spiritual observations, my life's insanities, and oh no. Oh no. Oh no. So much more. Wasn't that terrible? Did that sound bad?
No, not really. I bet the dogs liked it out there.
Okay. Oh, that's how my dog does to me. Oh, okay. Anyway, we're asking you, what do you think? Give us a call, 866-577-2473-866. K-Praise. Any topic is, of course, open for a conversation because it's not professional radio, and I don't have to say anything else but that. It's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family, the David Spoon Experience, right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego, California. Going to take a short break and then come back, but stand by, winner.
Stay tuned for more of the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 a.m., KPRZ.
A Texas school district says an employee forced her religious beliefs on students after she decorated an office door with a scene from the cherished holiday classic, A Charlie Brown Christmas. This is Truth Itself. I'm Bob Dittmer. Deidre Shannon, who works at Patterson Middle School in Killeen, was told she had to remove a door-length poster featuring Linus, a scrawny tree, and this beautiful recitation of the true meaning of Christmas, spoken by Linus. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. Shannon's poster was well received among the staff and students, but a few days later she was told by the principal that the decorations had to come down because non-Christian students might be offended or feel uncomfortable. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton accused the Killeen Independent School District of violating the state's Merry Christmas law. That law stipulates that no school official in Texas can silence a biblical reference to Christmas. But the school district is defending its actions. In a statement, the school district said, "Our employees are free to celebrate the Christmas and holiday season in the manner of their choosing. However, employees are not permitted to impose their personal beliefs on students." As Todd Starnes of Fox News pointed out, the district did not explain how Shannon was imposing her personal beliefs on students. There are no allegations she refused entry to anybody. There are no reports that she forced young people to bow down to Linus. There was nothing of the sort. How would you describe your health care? The word affordable probably isn't the first word that comes to mind. Well, here's some good news. There's actually a trusted health care option that is affordable. It's called MediShare. Learn how thousands of Christians can help you save on your health care. MediShare is not available in Montana. MediShare, affordable biblical health care. The phone number is 844-49-BIBLE. That's 844-49-BIBLE. You can see these stories and more on our website, truthitself.com. Truth Itself, news that impacts your faith, family, and country.
So, who's going to do what? Flashlights?
Nowhere to be found.
Emergency supply kits?
Not packed.
Great. It sounds like we don't have a plan.
Winging It is not an emergency plan. Visit ready.gov/kids and make a plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
From the San Diego studios of K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ, this is the David Spoon Experience.
Oh, welcome back Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego, California. Ought to tell you at least this, if you want to reach the show, David Spoon at KPRZ.com. You can do that. You can go to our Facebook page. On our Facebook page, you just type in The David Spoon Experience. The David Spoon Experience. Now, apparently, I thought that when I was putting my Facebook posts up, that it was connected to my Twitter, and it was for like the longest time. And then today, I went back in there and checked, and it wasn't. So I just look at some of the technology, and I do mostly what the general public does who are at my realm of, you know, 45-ish, 50-ish and up. We go, huh? That's our best response to most tech. Huh? It's three words. Two letters are the same. It's easy. I do want you to be aware. We had, by the way, Paul and Mark Hoekstra on our show Tuesday and Wednesday. They did a phenomenal job. A phenomenal job. And we just encourage you to check out TalkingBibles.org. TalkingBibles.org, as they are taking Talking Bibles and putting them in the refugee camp in Sudan. And it's fantastic because they've got them in five different languages. And for those people there that do not know how to read, which is about 90% of the general population does not know how to read, these Talking Bibles are the great first encounter that they'll have with the Word of God. Or for any believers, it's the continued edification, instruction, and wisdom that comes from God. We encourage you to go to TalkingBibles.org or call them up at 855-55-BIBLE, 855-55-BIBLE. It takes about $35 to take one of those Talking Bibles and get it into the hands of one of the refugees in the camps in Sudan. Here's the thing you might not know. We're trying to get this done, 200 Bibles, by the first of the year. So our time is super tight. So if you have any notion at all, please just respond to it. Check it out at kprz.com or go to talkingbibles.org or call them at 855-55-BIBLE. Do whatever you can. We encourage you to. If you can't do anything, God bless you. We just appreciate you listening and supporting their ministry in prayer. By the way, they were located in Escondido, California. If you ever want to go by and say hi, to this point in the world, they've put out almost 200,000 Talking Bibles. Wow. Amazing, right? They've got story after story. I mean, it's just fascinating. Okay, we've got our DDD, Devotional Diamond of the Day, and it's called Right on Schedule. It's called Right on Schedule. So I want you to get ready for this. You ready? You set? Are you prepared? I want you to think this through. Don't get so frustrated driving. Don't get so frustrated with things that are going on. Just bring it all down a notch. Just one notch. Bring it down. Get ready. Here we go. 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 9 says this: "The Lord is not slow to fulfill his promise, as some count slowness, but is patient toward you, not wishing that any should perish, but that all should reach repentance." Now, here's something you and I have to listen to. So slow down. That's why it's called Right on Schedule. The scripture says the Lord is not slow to fulfill his promise, as some count slowness. A great accusation that not just non-Christians, but Christians indirectly level at the Lord is the Lord is moving, have you ever heard this expression? Like molasses. That's a long-term church expression, way over 100 years. I mean, it's way, way over. I mean, it's just, you know, the Lord's moving like molasses. And the expression is he's moving so slow on this. But the reality is that the Lord is not slow, has never been slow, is never slow, will never be slow, especially based on how some people perceive slowness. And when he says he's not slow to fulfill his promise, I would like to take this time, and this will rub a few people the wrong way, but then what's life without a nice massage? Here's what the scripture says. It says, he is not slow to fulfill his promise. The Lord fulfills his promises, whether they are general promises to the corporate, to the group, or personal promises to the individual. And for those Bible-believing, born-again Christians who just had the back of their hair stand up and they're like going, God doesn't make personal promises to people. What exactly do you think he did to Noah, to Abraham, to Moses, to David? Every one of those people received a personal promise from God. That is what his covenant is based on. It's based on his promise, and he makes personal promises with people all the time. And if somebody says to you, well, God doesn't make promises anymore, scripture and verse that says he doesn't make promises, just show me. Don't tell me, show me. Because God has promised people many things throughout their lifetimes and has fulfilled them. And if you want to get into the people, the great people of God, from Charles Finney all the way through to you know, the different evangelists throughout our nation, including Billy Graham, who's had personal promises given to him by God that the Lord has fulfilled. You gonna tell me Billy Graham's just full of sour grapes? I would say that your theology might be sauerkraut, because that's ridiculous. I mean, John Wesley had personal promises from the Lord. Of course the Lord fulfills those promises. Now, the only question for some was that really the Lord? That's a genuine question. I buy into that all day long. But if God made a promise, it comes to pass. And the Lord is not slow to fulfill his promise. Let me say that again, because I know somebody just missed that. If God made a promise, it will come to pass. Not everything that everybody says was a promise from God is a promise from God. Let's just be forward about it and honest. But if God made the promise, it's gold. Whatever he made that promise, it's right on. It's spot on. And never forget something. As Bible-believing, born-again Christians, we know that God's timing is perfect, not slow. It's so perfect, Galatians 6:9 says, let's not get tired of doing what is good, for at the right time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. But you see, there's a right time. There's a wrong time. And whatever your time frame is and my time frame is, usually that's the wrong one. God's time is perfect. God's timing is perfect. Because he is perfect. He doesn't just know about time. He created time. And he coordinates time, for those that don't maybe understand that. Let me tell you how specific God's timing is. Can I help you out? Just let me give you this one thing. It'll blow your mind. Exodus chapter 12, verses 40 through 41. I'm going to blow your mind. Watch this. It says this. The time that the Israelites lived in Egypt was 430 years. At the end of 430 years, on the same day, all the Lord's divisions went out from the land of Egypt. God had foretold that Israel would be in that position for 430 days, and on the exact day of the 430th year, on the exact day, Israel left. How specific of a timing is that? Over 430 years, God said that nation is going to go out by this time, and the nation left on that day as a nation. That's how specific God's timing is, that he can nail it down to a 24-hour period for hundreds of thousands of people to be moving at the same time over almost a half a millennium. That's amazing. Nope, that's God. That's what's cool. And his timing for your promises and for our promises corporately as a church are perfect. He knows exactly when, exactly how. He is the conductor with the watch. You and I, passengers on the train. He'll tell us when it's time to get aboard or get off the train. Okay? Okay. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego, California. Taking a short break, then we're coming back. Don't go anywhere.
More local, national, and heavenly talk coming up on the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. KPRZ.
Wow! In addition to being experts at new roof construction, old roof repairs, remodeling and maintenance, did you know that Excalibur Roofing is also an expert in waterproofing? That's right. No water allowed. Sorry, rubber ducky. From using the top-of-the-line Life Deck systems for deck coating to flat or sloping roofs, Excalibur Roofing covers the angles. Get it? With over 20 years of experience, an active member in the BBB, licensed and bonded in roofing classifications, plus testimonials from people just like you, you can count on Excalibur Roofing. Call 760-743-8803. That number again, 760-743-8803. Or go online to their website at excaliberroofing.com. The best part of all their estimates are free. Just give them a call. What have you got to lose? But leaks, not onions. 760-743-8803. For residential or commercial help, remember, Excalibur Roofing. They've got you covered.
Hey, KPRZ friends, Sam Rasul here with Keller Williams Realty. So I heard you've been on the internet trying to figure out what your home's worth. Stop that. The internet's a scary place. If you or someone you know is considering selling, call me. I'll give you a free and accurate home value report. The market is changing and you need to know what's going on. I've been selling homes all over San Diego for more than 20 years. I'm a trusted KPRZ partner and fellow believer. You have nothing to lose by calling me. My in-home consultation and home value report are free. When we meet, I'll give you a copy of my book, Muslim by Birth, Christian by Faith, and I'll even donate to your favorite charity or ministry. Call me now, 858-780-1SAM, 858-780-1SAM, or just visit thinksam.com, realestatethinksam.com. Thanks.
I shot a guy right in front of me. He fell in a hole with me with a satchel charge, a sack of explosions, and blew my left arm off. I reined back from my shotgun, tried to grab it, and I realized my arm had gone.
Lieutenant Cleve McClary fought in the Vietnam War. During an ambush attack, he lost his left arm and his left eye.
I think I hollered out loud, "Oh God, not me. Man, I don't drink, I don't smoke, I go to Sunday school, church, I'm a good old boy. Why me, Lord?"
Cleve says before he went to Vietnam, he knew about God, but he didn't have a relationship with him through his son, Jesus Christ. That all changed during his recovery after the war, when he and his wife surrendered their hearts to Jesus.
We found where the real joy, the real life, the real peace, so many are searching for, because of that personal relationship with a living Savior. It changed my life, I guarantee you.
You can find that real joy and real peace, too. Learn more at this website, findpeacewithgod.net, from the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Oh, my goodness. I do want you to know, if you want to reach the show, davidspoon at kprz.com. If you want to write me and tell me I'm arrogant, that would not be inaccurate. I pray every day that the Lord would be merciful to me, because he may be the way he may be. Then I thank him for making me the way he made me. And then I work on that conflict between the two. I'm sure you don't do anything like that. I'm probably the only Christian that's doing that. I do want you to know, again, if you want to reach us, davidspoon at kprz.com. Also, Facebook, The David Spoon Experience. And again, and I've really been, you know, challenged in this. You know, my wife helped me finish this book that I have written over a great period of time. And I wrote it, and I'm like, I could have done better, and I could have done this, and could have done this. And I realized that I keep, you know, I kind of not mocking but degrading something that I did, I think, in somewhat of a partnership with the Lord. It wasn't perfectly in the partnership. It wasn't like the way maybe Rick Warren wrote, the book that he wrote or any of the others. It's just something that I wanted to really communicate and get out. But it has blessed some people, and that's what the whole idea was. It's not the greatest writings, but there's encouragement in there. And I encourage you, if you've had a really tough time and are stuck in the Lord a little bit, you're just like, you know, I don't want to get back into that. I want to stay away from that whole, you know, ministry, churchy kind of thing. Then that's exactly what the book is all about. That book is exactly for you. Churchdisappointment.com is one of the titles. Hisappointment.com, that's another. His appointment. Because you're going to find out that all the stuff that happens to you is not accidental. Remember, the Lord doesn't throw out anything. And we know that's a fact because Satan is still around. That's all you got to know. A little more proof that God's more Jewish than you'll give him credit for. Anyway, I always like saying that. Here we go on our Straight Talk. Let's have our Straight Talk music, Tugboat Todd. Straight Talk, Straight Talk. All right, there you go. Straight Talk. Here we go. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 18. Now, remember, I'm going to talk to you directly, straight. I'm just going to kind of share it. But I'm pulling this off of a passage. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 18 says, "For the message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing. But to us who are being saved, it is the power of God." I want you to catch that, because therein lies the difference between the sheep and the goat. For the message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing. But to us who are being saved, it's the power of God. So from the worldly point of view, from those who are perishing, from those who reject Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, for those who deny the testimony of God, to those who do not receive the rights to become the children of God, John chapter 1, verse 12, by the way, in the Greek, the word receive is to not reject. Another equal word to receive in translation would to be accept, which is a little bit of a bash on those who say it doesn't say to accept Jesus. Wrong. But anyway, the message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing. But to us who are being saved, it is the power of God. In society today, there are many people who believe the gospel is foolishness. Have you seen what's going on? In the academic realms, and I'm not talking about kindergarten, I'm not talking about elementary, I'm not talking about junior high, and I'm hardly talking about high school, though it applies somewhat. But I am talking about college. In the BA, in the master, in the PhD, in the specified or specific degrees, in those realms, doesn't matter if it's engineering, if it's philosophy, none of that matters, because the cross and the message of the cross is foolishness to them. But I'm just going to be honest, folks, unless they repent, those are the people that are perishing. Not everybody goes to heaven. There are not 10,000 ways to go to heaven. None of that is even possibly correct from any biblical point of view. If it was all about being true to yourself, then a mass murderer should have no problem getting in. It's like so ridiculous. Here's the bottom line. Many people who believe the gospel is foolish, they're perishing. And the idea that someone would love the idea that somebody would love the human race so much that they'd be willing to switch places in regards to sinfulness and righteousness. In other words, the idea that somebody like Jesus can come along from the Father and be willing to switch places and be willing to become the sinfulness that we have and to give us the righteousness that he has, the great switcheroo, and for that to happen, they think that's just insanity. Nobody would ever love anybody so much as to lay down their life and switch places where they take the penalty and then the other people receive the rewards. Who could ever love anybody that much? Well, the Creator loves us that much. And in those realms of science and Hollywood and really the news media to the extreme, the idea that somebody could love us with no ulterior motive is beyond their grasp. They cannot grasp that. There's no grasping that. They can't seize it. For them, it's foolishness. For us, it's the greatest truth that has ever been revealed. For us, the message of the cross is the message of eternal life. The message of the cross is the message of living with God forever and dancing on streets of gold. It's hope. It's joy. The New York Times editor said, we don't get religious people. Well, we don't. Bible-believing Christians don't necessarily consider themselves religious. We consider ourselves connected to God through the Lord Jesus Christ. And they don't get us. Now, by the word religion, he does mean us. But by our definition, we think of religion as more rules and regulations. But in the New York Times, they think anybody that believes in God, they're a religious nut. Okay, which makes everybody that they've ever written nice about, but not everybody, but a majority of people they've ever written nice about, a lot of those people believe in God. So I guess they're religious nuts too. But in their mind, there's nobody that could love you without an ulterior motive. There's nothing that can happen that doesn't have something going on behind the scenes. Listen, the message of the cross is the greatest truth ever been revealed. And for us, it's the message of eternal hope. And it's a glimpse into the real center of the universe, because we can recognize that the message of the cross is an affirmation that the world does not revolve around our selfish lives, but that the world and the universe revolves around Jesus. How foolish they are not to recognize that 2,000 years later, after he took 12 people and released them into the world, 2,000 years later, the kingdom of God continues to grow and continues to grow. And in fact, prophetically, will continue to grow. And there will be a persecution that comes along. And we're seeing bits and pieces. But to them, it's foolish. To us, it's prophecy. To them that are perishing, we're foolish. But you know what we don't know? We don't know how many of them are really perishing. So let's do our job and share the message of the cross. If it's rejected, they'll consider it foolishness, and they may be en route to perishing. But there are some who will receive and will acknowledge and will become children of God. Let's be a part of that, okay? All right. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Taking a short break, then we're coming back with our interview for King and Country.
It's the one and only David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
This is Albert Moeller for Townhall.com. President-elect Donald Trump continues to make news with his nominations. One confirmation battle to watch is that of current Oklahoma Attorney General Scott Pruitt, selected by President-elect Trump as the new administrator for the Environmental Protection Agency. The Washington Post and others on the secular left are making their case against the nomination. The Washington Post declared, quote, "A man who rejects settled science on climate change should not lead the EPA." They cite a statement made by Pruitt in National Review magazine back in May when he wrote that debate on climate change is, quote, "far from settled," end quote. He also went on to say that debate should be encouraged. Attorney General Pruitt does not deny that there is a human impact on the climate. He doesn't deny what's now called the reality of climate change. He says that the debate is not settled and the degree and extent of global warming is not yet fully known. Attorney General Scott Pruitt ought to be confirmed, and the debate over climate ought to be encouraged. I'm Albert Moeller.
Fix my eyes. Today, this is Joel,
and I'm Luke with For King and Country.
Let the celebrations begin. It's with great enthusiasm that we announce our first ever nationwide Christmas tour.
In Excelsis Day. A special for King and Country Christmas Matinee, 1:30 Saturday afternoon, December 17th at Rock Church.
It's a night of Christmas classics, our songs, and even some Christmas originals.
So go ahead and grab your best mates and join us. You can get your tickets and more details online at forkingandcountry.com.
It's a special for King and Country Christmas Matinee, 1:30 Saturday afternoon, December 17th at Rock Church.
You can get tickets right now at forkingandcountry.com.
If anyone tells you, as long as you're sincere in what you believe, that's enough, don't believe that for a nanosecond. This is Jim Garlow. Is a killer of women and children okay because he's being true to himself? True to a cause? Ridiculous. The answer is to be true to a much higher standard than your own. The answer is being true to God's ways. Consider a person who drives down a freeway, thinking the bridge will be there even though the bridge is out. He may be sincere, but in reality, he's headed for disaster. Sincerity is not enough because you can be sincerely misinformed. The answer is not being true to yourself or sincere to your beliefs. The answer is submitting your life to God's ways and His standard in His Word. To be well-versed. And I invite you to learn more about that at jimgarlow.com. And be prepared to live out your faith.
The David Spoon Experience continues on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ. Fix my eyes on you,
on you. Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Every once in a while on our show, we get the privilege of talking to some people that are making an impact in the Christian community all over the world. With us today, Joel Smallbone for King and Country. They're going to be doing a concert this Saturday at the Rock Church. And listen to this. The concert starts at 1:30, and if you don't get to see this concert, you're going to be out of luck because everything else is sold out all over the place. Joel, welcome to the show. Thank you for jumping on the David Spoon Experience.
Mr. Spoon, what a pleasure. And the first time, so I feel doubly honored to be with you.
Let me ask you a couple of questions right off the bat. You guys had on Run Wild, Live Free, Love Strong, your album, you had four number one singles. Did you think, I anticipated that?
No. We often think in those terms. I mean, but here's the thing, David, you know from being on radio, it's like there's a long distance between the microphone and the listener. It's the same thing with music. There's a long distance between the studio and the writing process and the listener. And sometimes you feel like you're poking around in the dark. So what you lean on is honesty, inspiration, risk, intuition, these sorts of gifts in hopes that people really respond. But, I take those four number one singles as a testament that people responded to the heartbeat of this record, which is very exciting and encouraging for both Luke and myself.
And let me ask you something for you and Luke, because you named it Run Wild, Live Free, Love Strong, and that kind of has a purpose in the sense of you're trying to communicate something to the church, but even greater or deeper is the name that you and your brother chose for King and Country means something as well, doesn't it, to people?
Yeah, well, we came up with a plethora of really bad band names before for King and Country. But we knew we always wanted a name that carried heart and a deep sentiment to it. And we were in the studio working on our first record when we came up with the name. I'm originally from Australia, David. I hope you can still tell. I live in Nashville, so my accent's been a bit compromised. But Australia is still part of the British Commonwealth, and so the Queen is on all of our coins. And one of the things that has British soldiers would charge into battle hundreds of years ago, they would chant for king and country, for king and country. And we thought, man, as a band, as a young man, kind of in my own lineage, but also in a sort of a spiritual metaphor, what a cool name to be known by.
That is awesome. I'm not even going to ask you what some of the other names were that kind of went by the wayside. But I will tell you, that your accent, I thought originally you were from Chicago. Okay, maybe not. All right, possibly. All right.
I have gotten Boston before.
You have gotten Boston? That's great. That is fantastic. All right, you guys are doing a 15-city tour. San Diego's one of the cities. You're doing phenomenal. We have this matinee show, so to speak, Saturday at 1:30 at the Rock Church. Phenomenal facility. And we do want people to know, to get information, sdrock.com/For King and Country Tour. So that's one way to get tickets, but there's another way. 877-840-0457. You can also get tickets, but I'm telling you right now, if you don't get tickets for this concert, you are going to miss For King and Country. It's going to be your loss. I'm just warning you now. Now, my understanding is you're bringing, one of the songs you're bringing is your new one, Glorious, and you're going to be singing that at the gathering. Is that right?
We are, you know, we're bringing David. It's exciting. It's actually, I told one of the young ladies that's traveling with us last night, Lauren Daigle, who is a special guest, won't be there for the matinee. But I said to her, this is my favorite tour I've ever done, because there's something about the nostalgia of Christmas, these wonderful, timeless Christmas songs. And then giving it sort of a 15 country flair. We've got, 43 instruments on stage and 8 of us and lasers and ladders and curtains and icicles falling from the ceiling and all the rest of it. So it's just what we've found so far. We're about 2/3 of the way through the tour. It's a lovely way to kind of ring in for both the audiences and for ourselves to ring in the Christmas season.
Yeah, I just think it's phenomenal. So we appreciate you bringing that to the San Diego community. Here's a question. I don't know if you get this question a lot or not, and I understand this is one of your favorite tours of the touring process, but is touring hard? Is it difficult? Is it draining?
Yeah, I would be remiss if I didn't say in some areas, of course. I mean, it's a wonderful sort of preposterous thing at the same time. You sort of, this tour, for instance, last week we were in Newark, and now I'm literally, as we speak, looking out the front window of the bus driving through Arizona. And so the people you meet, the places you see, is wonderful and exciting and sort of thrilling, but at the same time, it all, everything comes at a cost. I'm away from my wife. The ground is always moving underneath your feet. So sometimes it's hard to stay grounded. It's hard to keep your bearings. So there is a form of sacrifice. And I think also, as we know, any good thing that is out of proportion can potentially become a bad thing. And so it's just finding the balance in it. And this tour, as far as balance, 15 shows in 3 weeks feels like a wonderful thing, because it's brief enough for it to stay fresh and exciting and honest without getting into sort of the monotony of it, if you will.
Gotcha. And I think what's cool about that is, just think, the name that you and your brother chose, for King Country, that's what you're sacrificing for, is for King Country in that sense. You're doing this in the kingdom of God and in the name of the Lord. It's just that great mentality, mindset, and I think that any sacrifice you do, when you're doing something that has worthwhile, it's labor. It takes sacrifice. It takes effort. But the reward, and I'm just going to take this as a bit of an assumption, you get that opportunity to engage with the audience. You get that opportunity to bless the audience. Is that even better? Is that like the best of the best part for a ministry? Whenever we're talking to somebody, and whenever they get it, and when you can just see the Lord touching it, isn't that the best part of all of it?
Well, it is. You hit the nail on the head in that it's sort of a natural law, isn't it, that nothing good comes easy. And so you don't appreciate something unless you really worked for it. And with these songs, with this record, with this Christmas EP that we released with Glorious, this new original Christmas song that we've been working on since February, these are no exceptions to the rule. We've poured our hearts into this. And so then you send them out, you know, we put them on the radio airwaves or on Spotify or Apple Music or on a CD, and people grab it. And then you have this kind of moment where your lives intersect for one time in the history of the world. This combination of people is going to be gathered together for such a time as this, I believe. It is a beautiful moment, which leads me to another question, David, and that is there any chance we could persuade you to come out to one of the shows on Saturday?
Yeah, there's a great chance. I'm talking to my wife about it now. Now, she actually, contrary to everybody thinking that I am the classical kind of guy I am, in the sense of born and raised Jewish and then became a Christian and have a Baptist and Pentecostal ordination, she still rules the house.
I love that.
Yeah, so, no, absolutely. And that's absolutely something that we're trying to coordinate to get to do. Here's my question. If I come there, or if I'm somebody who's listening in the audience and I come to the event, and I'm coming to the Rock Church, you know, it's 1:30 on Saturday. I'm going to go through this experience for King and Country, and I'm there. What are you hoping that I engage with or encounter from start to finish?
Well, it is. I mean, it's a show for sure. I mean, some have been gone as far as to say it's almost as theatrical as a marriage between Trans-Siberian Orchestra and Blue Man Group, you know, married to a rock band. So there is a lot of, you know, whether it's streamers or lasers or ladders, like I mentioned earlier, there's a lot of performance and presentation components, a lot of musical moments, a lot of production moments. But there's also a lot of stories, you know. That's one of the things that Luke and I love, is in this particular night, we sort of tell our dramatic journey from Australia to the United States, and that our father and our family is really one of the examples of what America is known for and is great for, and that is the American dream, that you can come over and have nothing and you can build a life here. And so we share a little bit about that, and we moved around Christmas, and so we got to experience our first white Christmas in the United States, as opposed to in Australia, being in the Southern Hemisphere, Australia falling in the dead center of summer. And so there's those sorts of things that I find very endearing through the night. And we certainly, rather than performing for an audience, we want to have a sort of a relationship and an evening with the audience. And I my sense is, from the responses we've gotten so far, that's what's happening.
Excellent answer. I mean, just excellent, excellent answer, Joel. So it's a combination of entertainment and encouragement, even maybe with a thin slice of education underneath it. But it's really, that sounds like what it is. Here's what I want people to know. Saturday, December 17th, 1:30 Pacific time, obviously, for San Diego people, which for San Diego people, not 1:38. 1:30, and here's the bottom line. You can go to sdrock.com/forKingAndCountryTour. You can also go to therock.com and just check it out off their website. You'll be able to find it. But you can also call 877-840-0457. That's 877-840-0457. Your last shot to get an opportunity to see For King and Country. You don't want to miss it. You only get this show to do it. Thank you, Joel, for taking the time to hang out with us here at the David Spoon Experience.
Hey, a pleasure, Mr. Spoon. Thank you for having me.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Gonna take a short break, then we'll be back. Don't go anywhere. He is the clock.
It's the one and only David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Hi, this is Brian Newberry, pastor of Calvary Chapel San Diego. We would like to invite you out for a special evening, Coming Home for Christmas, with Dennis Agajanian. December 21st, 7 p.m. at Calvary Chapel San Diego. That's Coming Home for Christmas with Dennis Agajanian. December 21st at 7 p.m. at Calvary Chapel San Diego. For more information, calvarysandiego.com.
What is it, Cassie? Uncle Bob is floating in water like a bad stock. Whoa! We better go help him. Uncle Bob? Uncle Bob!
Jimmy, over here!
Come on, Cassie, let's help Uncle Bob out of that water well. Uncle Bob, how did you get into that water well?
Oh, I tried to fix my roof on my own.
Cassie says you should have used Excalibur Roofing, Uncle Bob. Cassie says you could have just called them at 760-743-8803. Cassie says you could also check them out at ExcaliburRoofing.com.
I bet Excalibur Roofing would have had me covered. And free estimates, too? Oh, gosh darn!
Golly, Uncle Bob! If you would have just typed in Excalibur Roofing in your search engine, you wouldn't be all wet.
You're right, Jimmy. I'll never forget. Excalibur Roofing.
Hey, K-Praise friends, Sam Rasula here with Keller Williams Realty. No catchy radio jingle here, just me asking for the opportunity to earn your business. I've been a top-selling realtor here in San Diego for over two decades, having sold homes all over the county. I'll give 25% of my commission back to a ministry of your choice. I've already given thousands to Turning Point, San Diego Rescue Mission, and Samaritan's Purse, just to name a few. I'll even front any home fix-up costs at no charge to you. As a former Muslim and now Christian, I put God first personally and professionally. If you or someone you know is considering buying or selling a home, just meet with me. You have nothing to lose. I'll even share my testimony and give you a copy of my book. Call me now at 858-780-1SAM. That's 858-780-1SAM. Or visit me online for all your real estate needs, thinksam.com. That's thinksam.com. God bless.
I just love to think about the first time Joseph and Mary looked down into the face of God. Hi, I'm Chuck Swindoll. That silent night, that holy night in Bethlehem, think of the first time they, all alone together, looked into the face of that tiny little baby. Think of the first time they heard the voice of God coming through a human throat. Think of that first time they saw God's tears. Joseph looked and saw none of his resemblance. Mary looked and she saw the face of God.
Pastor and teacher Chuck Swindoll. Visit Insight for Living's website at insight.org.
Local, national, and heavenly talk for San Diego on the David Spoon Experience from K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego, California. Quick reminder, if you want to reach the show, davidspoon at kprz.com is a great way to go about that. Also, go to our Facebook, The David Spoon Experience. The David Spoon Experience. You're welcome to like it, send me a private message, whatever works for you. That'd be fantastic. And for those that are struggling, having a kind of hard time in regards to trying to figure out why the Lord let you go through all the things that he let you go through, I encourage you to go to hisappointment.com. That's hisappointment.com. Check it out. All right, folks. We're going to do a Facebook post a little bit different today because of the depth of the post. I want you to get ready to kind of walk with me in this next few minutes. It's really important to take this with you in your heart. It comes out of John chapter 16, verse 32. That's John chapter 16, verse 32. And this Facebook post is called, Have You Ever Felt Alone? Have you ever felt alone? John chapter 16, verse 32. Look, an hour is coming and has already come when you will be scattered, each to his own home, and you will leave me all alone. Yet I am not alone because the Father is with me. Have you ever been in a situation in life, no matter what's going on, where you felt like you were alone? Have you ever gone through a process where you thought like you have been abandoned, that there's nobody there with you? I think every person, not just Christian, but every person can identify with a sense of loneliness from time to time, even if you're in a crowded room. It does not mean that you do not sense or you do not integrate with loneliness from time to time. Jesus, as he was about to be carried off, as he was about to go through the crucifixion, as he was about to be, so persecuted and so prosecuted, he told his disciples, you know what's going to happen is you guys are all going to leave. You're all going to abandon me. Every one of you is going to go. He's telling them ahead of time. So Jesus knows what's coming. And he says, you're going to go and you're going to depart and you're going to think I'm left alone. But the reality is I'm not alone because the Father is with me. One of the great truths that you and I need to take a hold of, we need to seize this truth, is that even though from time to time it feels like we are alone, the Father never abandons us. Even if you have felt abandoned, I felt abandoned. I bet Tugboat Todd's felt abandoned. I bet all of us in some capacity at some time have felt abandoned, alone, nobody that we can lean on. But what we don't understand is that God knows that very moment, that very feeling, because he has not abandoned us. He knows exactly when we feel that and when we go through that. In fact, that's the testimony that he's with us, that he knows what we're going through. And as we're going through it, you have this sense. You know, if everybody around is not there and you kind of feel alone and you kind of feel like, well, I'm all alone. I'm not really sure what's going on. That's the moment when we need to execute in the truth versus how our feelings or our perception is leading things. That's the moment where we need to grasp what is true and right and not what it is on the appearance. And why that's so important is because you need to understand, and I need to understand, and please bear with me in this. You need to understand, and I need to understand, that if you go to Taco Bell and you eat 36 tacos and you eat 25 burritos and drink 15 Mountain Dews, you will not feel the love of God. You will feel many other things, but you will not feel the love of God. That does not eliminate the love of God for you. The truth is God still loves you. The other truth is you spend too much money at Taco Bell. Here's the bottom line. The bottom line is that you're not alone, even if it feels like you're alone. You know, when you're in that room and nobody's there, wrong, because the Father is universally present everywhere. And he knows what you're going through. He knows that there's nobody there in that human capacity, but he's there in his divine capacity. What our problem is that we don't touch base with the truth when we look through the lens of just our feelings or just our perception. We are never alone, even if we think or feel we are like alone. He has never, referring to God, will never, is never done, will never do, never abandoned us, ever. He never is apart from us. He is always with us, even unto the end. That's something to count on and hold on for the rest of your life. You've been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Gonna take a 70-hour break, then we'll be back. More insanity with Spoonanity. Talk to you then.
The David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.